Kevin Watson with the U.S. Chamber's Institute for Legal Reform says he met with Walker and other newly elected Republican governors shortly after last year's election. Watson says they were bragging to Texas Governor Rick Perry that they were gunning for him when it came to Perry's record on restricting lawsuits.
And I like to say that nobody caught up and passed Perry faster than Governor Walker, who did it in 24 days, which for those of us in Washington, D.C., we didn't have enough time on the ink for the legislative analysis to dry before they had already turned into law.
Indeed, the law Walker signed limiting lawsuits against manufacturers, hospitals, and nursing homes was one of the first majority Republicans passed this year. Walker told reporters the chamber's recognition was a good sign.
Hopefully employers in other parts around the country and around the globe recognize that it's just one more piece of changes we're making to make it more friendly for job creators here.
But Wisconsin's trial lawyers organization had a decidedly different take. Ed Vopel with the Wisconsin Association for Justice says the chamber has bankrolled a nationwide effort to limit the right to jury trial. Vopel says he's not surprised they honored Governor Walker.
His agenda to side with the big corporations and companies and against, particularly in this case, Wisconsin consumers, doesn't surprise me at all.
Governor Walker wants the legislature to consider additional limits on lawsuits this fall, including a plan that would shield drug companies from certain lawsuits. The chamber says Walker is sharing its state leadership award with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.